As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2020. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Marty Miller, Executive Director, Botanica Wichita. Welcome to Issues 2020, Marty.
Thank you. Glad to be with you again, Steve. Yeah, it's always, happy holidays coming up.
We always have a good time, don't we?
Yeah, oh yes.
All right, now, Marty, let's start off with some basics. What is Botanica and where is it located?
Well, Botanica is a public garden, and we are located at 701 North Amadon, which is in the Riverside area, directly across from SEM Golf Course. And there's new things that are going to be happening that we'll be using the access from Museums Boulevard, which is between Cowtown and Botanica.
Right. You turn in there where you go into the art museum and right past the art museum back to Cowtown.
Right.
And you're right back in there.
Right.
Give us a little history about Botanica, Marty. When did you get started and how? What's going on?
1987, a group of garden clubs kind of joined partnership with the city, and they started, they created Botanica with 8 acres, and now we're about 20.
How did they find that land? Was that just, as I remember, when I was a kid, I used to play around there, and that was just kind of these little sandhills in there or something.
Right.
Not much going on. Yeah.
Back in 1880, a gentleman by the name of Kohler Sim donated the park to the city of Wichita. And when you see the big monuments in front of Sim Golf Course, it says Arthur B. Sim. That was one of his sons, and he was killed up in Kansas City, and this park is a memorial to his son, Arthur B. Sam.
I did not know that. It's good history. Now, yeah. Marty, how long have you been with Botanica?
12 years.
What did you do before that? I can't remember.
I forgot, too.
Can't remember back that far, huh?
No, I've been with the city of Wichita for 22 years, and I was the assistant director of housing before I came over here. And before that, I worked with the Department of Commerce as the director of community development under Governor Finney.
And you also had a history in law enforcement, too. Is that not correct?
That's true. Right out of high school, worked for the sheriff's office, worked my way through college at Friends University, and That was another lifetime ago.
Okay. Well, I'm taking your back in the back. Okay. So yeah. So how many people actually visit Botanica in a typical year?
Well, of course, this year is not typical. And we have about 280,000 visited last year, and 90,000 of those came in the month of December to see illuminations.
Yeah, so that's your big draw.
Big draw.
How has the pandemic affected your attendance, Marty? I imagine it's had a little impact there.
Well, of course, we were closed for 3 months, and then we had to eliminate all the public gatherings. So all of our major fundraisers that we have to keep our expenses paid for, they all went away. Once we opened back up, our attendance seems to be pretty good compared to 2018. We are right in line with those numbers, and people want to come and they want to get out, and giving them a place to space and be outside is what they want to do, and so we're doing very well there. But the attendance admission revenues fall way short of what it costs to keep Botanica going.
Okay, so something's got to be done.
So Illuminations is going to be the answer to making up the deficit that we have. And it's been a true challenge. And fortunately, last year was a banner year for it. So we've kind of lived on our savings, and we're still going. And when we shut down, we couldn't just shut the gate and walk away. The gardens still grow. We had one of the most beautiful tulip displays that the public didn't get to see. And so we ended up pulling those out, putting the annuals in. They're absolutely beautiful, and now those are coming out, and the tulips are going back in.
Okay, so Illuminations has become your biggest event, and I assume we're going to have Illuminations this year, right?
That's correct.
Okay, give us the dates and hours and when we can come out and see it.
Okay, first of all the tickets have to be purchased online, and they're all dated and timed. So you go online, pick your date and time to purchase your ticket. That's because we'll have controlled numbers. We will not have any large crowd night anymore like we used to have. All parking will be to the south of Botanica off of Museums Boulevard, whether we share with the Cowtown parking lot or one of the other parking lots across from the Art Museum. And then we have a lot that's currently still a grass lot that is directly across from the entrance gate at the south gate. So people will need to purchase their tickets. Now, we're going to have actually two events going on at the same time. The walk-through event will be a one-way path through the gardens. It's about a mile, so it'll take about an hour to walk. And so if you're going to ride the carousel, you will also have to purchase those tickets in the same time frame. It'll all pop up there to where you can see what you want to do. But there'll be limited rides on the carousel because the horses are socially distant. And you can walk all the way through. We'll have two areas for hot chocolate and cookies and that kind of thing. And all the cookies are made here on site this year. That we won't be taking any cookies baked at home. And I appreciate everything that you've done in the past on that, Steve. Mm-hmm. But I think those are the ones we had left over last year. Nobody bought. But anyway, so we have two places for that. That's in the new fireside patio that's located in the Coke Carousel Gardens and in the main building. And then they'll walk on around, see the metal show, go through the butterfly house, and then they exit the same way they came in. And It's all controlled. The numbers are controlled. The pathway's controlled. There's no two-way traffic. So the bonus of this is you can also purchase a ticket to go through a drive-through that we're building, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. It's going to be located in Botanica's normal parking lot and directly from the museum. So when you come down Museums Boulevard, you will pass the south gate, and you'll just follow the road on around, and there'll be a station where you'll get your ticket scanned for the drive-through, which also has to be purchased in advance because we're controlling the numbers on that. And then you go on around, and you drive through the parking lot that we have, and we're setting it up with all kinds of music, lights, and everything. So you'll tune to the station on your radio and be able to listen to the lights and the music, and there'll be all kinds of instructions for that. And then you go in one way, and then we exit, and it's in a new exit that we've developed. And so we have flow traffic. It's very simple. The walkthrough is very simple. And we're doing everything that we can to keep people safe. But I know people want to enjoy the holidays and do something different than being hunkered down all the time. People are hungry to do something else. And so we're doing the best we can to provide the best possible way to do it. Now, you can get the tickets at botanica.org, and you go right to our website and click on Illuminations, and it'll take you right through the instructions how to get a ticket to either the walkthrough or the drive-through. And it starts November 14th. So starting November 14th through January 9th, is the walkthrough. Now, we're going to only be closed four nights, and that's the day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day. It will proceed all the way through after Christmas to January 9th for the walkthrough. The drive-through will continue to the end of January. So we're given a great opportunity. We've added 20 days to our normal time period and 70 days for the drive-through. So we're giving everybody an opportunity to come and get some Christmas spirit here at Botanica.
Special arrangements because of the pandemic, and everybody's doing that.
It's made everything change. Yeah, we're in it's a whole new world.
What about the shuttle bus? Is the shuttle bus going to run?
We're trying to avoid the buses as much as we can. We may have some busing here on the four nights that Cowtown has their Victorian Christmas, because we'll have limited parking. People may have to park further away.
Yeah.
But we want everybody to wear a mask, socially distance, and we'll have plenty of hand washing availabilities throughout the hand sanitizer throughout the gardens. But we just want everybody to be careful, respect each other, and just enjoy with the family. That's the main thing.
Now, how many lights are involved in Botanica, in the illuminations? How many lights?
We're about 3 million.
Good gravy. You've grown every year in that regard.
Yeah, we've grown every year.
That's a lot of lights.
Well, I'm just glad they come with like 250 on a string, you know.
There you go.
I had to count them all.
So you can say, who's responsible for displaying all those lights? I think one of my friends who was a former employee here has been working with you down there. But who is he actually doing this for you?
Well, we have a lot of volunteers, thank goodness, and we need more volunteers. We've lost a lot of our volunteers due to COVID. They don't want to come in, you know. But some of them are still coming in to help him. We're outside, we're distant, and we have a lot of activities to do. Like, we had the local Marine Lodge, the guys from the Marines, Detachment 773, came Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, along with our high school classmate, Joyce, and her family came. So we had about more than a dozen people here, particularly Saturday and Sunday, to help put the lights up on the big tunnel that we built for the drive through in the parking lot. So it's going to be an awesome event. Mm-hmm. So we've had all kinds of groups come in, and we knew we had this big one coming up and we needed help on, so we called the Marines.
I called in the Marines, and they always respond. All right.
Those guys were great, too.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Issues 2020 on the Entercom radio stations, and our guest is Marty Miller, Executive Director of Botanica Wichita. And the carousel is going to be running, Marty. Tell us about the carousel. Give us a background to the story of the carousel. Some folks out there may not know about that. Tell us about the carousel.
Well, Margaret Nelson, who was one of the last owners of Joyland, and everybody who grew up here knew of Joyland Park. She donated the carousel to Botanica. This was almost 6 years ago now, and it took us 5 years to restore the carousel and build one of the premium buildings ever built in the state of Kansas that this carousel is now in. In fact, it won the awards from the Kansas Contractors Association as the number one building built in 2019. So the carousel, the horses were completely redone and restored by another one of our later classmates, Marlene Irvin, who was an artist and a horse painter at Chance, and quite a gal. Each horse is a masterpiece by itself. And so the carousel is a 40-foot Alan Herschel carousel. It was built in New York. It was purchased by the Ottaway brothers. It has 36 horses on it when the Ottaways originally owned Joyland. And it's a great, I mean, it's an honor to have that carousel here because it's a piece of Wichita's history, and it's one of the most beautiful carousels, older, restored carousels in the country.
I think at last Illuminations, I had, I believe, several of my grandkids were the three youngest, all girls. I think that was the first time they'd ever ridden on a carousel, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. They were like 12, 13. One of them was 6 years old. But they thoroughly enjoyed being on that carousel. Never been on one before.
Yeah, it's a great experience.
Yeah. And if
even at our age.
Well, yeah. we're easily amused also.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk. Marty, let's talk about some of the other attractions at Botanica if we can, because you're going to get back to normal one of these days and open up the whole thing and as you were in the past. But tell us about, I know we got the flowers and the plants, but you have several theme gardens. Talk about the theme gardens for us.
Well, gee, we've got like 28 different theme gardens right now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so it'd take way too long to talk about each one of them, but they all have something special in them, like the Butterfly Garden, the Shakespeare Garden, and, you know, the Big Meadow area, and the Button Fountain Garden, where that's where all the roses are and all the annuals. In fact, we just pulled, when the freeze came early, which is almost a blessing in disguise, we pulled all the annuals because they all, you know, instantly they went down. And so we're planting now 65,000 tulips throughout the gardens. So that area around the big fountain has already pulled. Each bed has already been worked. The tulips are going in, and then we put the light show down on top of that. So we'll have another great display this spring. And then we have, of course, we have a train garden, too. That was a train donated by Gene Spear, the gentleman that had Spear's Restaurants, who later married Margaret Nelson. There's a whole connection, family connection here at Botanica from the Spears and the Nelsons. And then yesterday, this is interesting, Greg Hissom, who's the great-grandson of Kohler Sim, was here visiting. And so the Sim family kind of keeps up with what we're doing here at Botanica and what's happening in the Sim Park. So a lot of things are connected. There's so many family connections. People have been here, and it just this is a community garden that's supported by the community. Then the biggest garden, and the latest that's happened, with the appreciation from the Liz Koch, the Koch Foundation, and all the employees at Koch. She provided a substantial donation, and we've created the Koch Carousel Gardens that go around the carousel. And in that garden, there is also a big sleeping troll. And you know the history of the troll. Connie Arnett's the artist, and there's a troll over by the keeper.
Right, right.
Well, his big brother is over here now, and he's asleep under this hill. He just pulled the grass up over his shoulders, and he's sound asleep. He's big enough for the kids to climb on. Connie Arnett is doing all that work. It's a great piece. It's one of those iconic pieces that will end up everywhere once she's completed.
What about children's gardens?
Well, Children's Garden, Paul and Barry Downing helped us with that, and that was the first major garden. In fact, it was the catalyst that basically changed Botanica from just a flower garden to a community garden. And it's about little more than an acre, and it's one of the premier gardens in the country, and other gardens from around the country have come to see our garden to fashion their new children's gardens like ours, because of the interaction that people have with their children in the garden. It's not just a children's garden, and the secret is the garden was made for adults. And it's just got some cool stuff, like a big treehouse. There's all kinds of sculptures in there. There's a big fossil skeleton on one of the walls, and there's just so many things to do, particularly when the stream is running in the summer and the fountains are going and everything. It's quite a display, and many, many things for the families to do. And then, of course, we have our butterfly house.
Yep. Well,
and that's a good stand. You know, that's probably the second most visited thing here besides the children's garden. But now the carousel has come into play, and it draws everybody right by the children's garden so they can enter there or come on up to the carousel. And now with the Grand Lawn area, we have a stage there for major concerts and things. The Grand Lawn is 30,000 square feet. And it's artificial turf. It's a new turf that when you walk on it, it feels like you're walking on real grass. It is really, really cool stuff. And that was provided by Hellas Construction. And if you come and look at it and you want to put this grass in your lawn, Hellas is here in Wichita and they can do it.
Okay.
You don't have to mow it. You can water it a little bit if you want to keep it cool.
Don't have to water it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, we were talking about volunteers, and I know they're so important to you, but how many employees do you actually have? There's a lot of work to be done down there.
Oh, yes. During the summer, we'll have up to like 42 volunteers. During the winter, we drop back to 28. And during illuminations, we kind of peak back up again. And because you're right, it's a lot of work, and particularly this year, we've lost a lot of our volunteers. The volunteers are absolutely essential. We cannot exist without volunteer help. Yesterday, we probably had about 20 volunteers doing nothing but planting tulips, and they planted, I would guess, I'm just guessing here, about 18,000 tulips.
But all I'm saying is you have the employee. How many employees do you have, people actually on your payroll there?
Oh, well, it varies from summer to winter, from 28 to 42.
Okay.
So during the peak season, we have about 42.
Now, special events other than illuminations, is there one or two big events that you have in a year?
Yes. The one in the spring, of course, we have a lot of events that are geared towards families, like tulips, fairies, and forts. That's during the tulip season. Then we have the fairy tea party, and that's something to see. The ballet comes and does a show, and it's just really awesome. And then we have Blooms, Brews, and Bloody Marys. That's a spring event. Then of course, there's Memorial Day. We'll have one of the bands here. In fact, we're working on right now trying to get the U.S. Marine Band here. So that's going to be a challenge, but if we can get them here, and particularly in the Grand Lawn area, it's going to be awesome. Then we have a lot of different smaller events, like Tuesdays on the Terrace. It will probably still be on the Terrace, but we'll be doing large concerts in the Grand Lawn area. Then we have what we call Vine, or Out the Al Fresco event. It's another main fundraiser, and it's in the fall. And so we couldn't do any of our fall events like Botanica and the Jack-O-Lantern event that we do.
Yeah.
So all of that's gone. So this year we're solely concentrating on illuminations.
Now, is Botanica available for private parties? I know the answer to that, but why don't you tell me?
Yes, it is. We are in the rental business. Now, this year, there's rules about having parties here or weddings or whatever, and it's basically the main threes is wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Okay. Now, are you thinking that if we get a vaccination or something for this COVID, do you think by next spring you might be getting back to normal at Botanica? I'm sure you're hoping so anyway.
Yeah, we'll still be open for visitation because we can socially distance for visiting. The vaccine, hopefully, is the answer that all of us are looking for. And we're not the only ones hurting.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, all the businesses. I'm just glad I don't own a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't know how in the world those guys are making it. And any a business that can close their doors and come back and be normal again, that's impossible. And then particularly for us, our garden never stops growing. It takes a crew of staff and volunteers just to keep the gardens maintained, and it's constant every day. So it's a challenge.
All right. So the illuminations is coming up when the 14th begins. And this year, the best advice we can give folks is just to go to your webpage, and you can walk through there on the tickets and everything, right?
Right. It'll take you to purchasing the tickets. And my best advice is to get your tickets early, come early. Not everybody's going to be able to come the week before Christmas. There's only so many spaces, and we just cannot subject the public and ourselves to the crowds that we normally have had that week before Christmas. We've had up to 8,000 people here in one night.
Yep.
And that's tremendous, and we love it, and everybody has a good time. But this year, we just can't do it.
All right.
So we'll be limited. The maximum, if everybody stayed from 5:30 to 9, it would be, there will be no more than 2,000 people here. So that's how it's limited. It's only so many per half hour. that you can come in. So people will be coming out and coming in. So at any one time, there'll be less than 1,000 people here. Right. And spread out over a mile, that's you can spread out pretty easy. Because we've spaced all this out, did all the math, and we're going to safely do it. So I suggest get your tickets early or even late. You can come late after Christmas. There'll be plenty of time.
Yeah, botanica.org. And it's all we have time for today. Marty, always good to talk to you to see what's going on at Botanica. It's become really one of the real treasures of Wichita, Botanica Gardens in the central part of our city. Illuminations is coming up. And again, thanks, Marty. That's all for this edition of Issues 2020. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.